This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, is on the WBEN Bison Automotive Live Line, getting an interest rate prediction for 2026 for mortgages, credit card savings, and more. And Ted, you know, as you make these predictions, are you optimistic for the year ahead? Because I'm looking at the Dow this morning at over 49,000. Investors seem pretty bullish right now.
That's right. I am optimistic that interest rates could fall a bit this year. That's going to make borrowing a bit cheaper. Now, that's a bit separate from what's going on with stocks. Some of this is indicative of the so-called K-shaped economy, basically the idea that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. We definitely see this wealth effect going on where people who are invested in the market, people who are homeowners, people that have good, steady incomes are feeling much better about things. When it comes to stocks, about 6 in 10 Americans have investments. Those who do are generally feeling a lot better about things than those who are not invested.
Well, what does the future hold? Always tough to say, but coming up in the next year, what should people expect as the Fed moves to cut interest rates? How does it impact things like, we'll start with a mortgage?
There's a fair bit of uncertainty. A new Fed chair is going to be appointed soon. Jerome Powell's term ends in May. We know the president would like sharply lower interest rates. I don't believe they're going to go sharply lower just because there are a lot of checks and balances here. There's Senate confirmation required for the new Fed chair, and really even more than that, it's a 12-member committee that makes Fed interest rate decisions. It's not something that one or two people can substantially influence. Mortgage rates are set less directly by the Fed. It's actually more about how 10-year Treasury rates are moving, and those are set by investor expectations. The belief is that rates will fall a bit this year. It's not always going to be an even direct line. There could be sometimes this year that mortgage rates go up a little bit, sometimes they go down. I think they're going to move somewhat symmetrically around 6%. Right now, the average 30-year fixed rate is 6.25%. I think there's going to be sometimes it goes a little below 6, sometimes it's a little over 6. We actually haven't been below 6% since the summer of 2022. So this is actually good news that I do think soon we will fall below that mark. It could go as low as about 5.5 this year, but other times it'll be a bit higher. That is going to open up some room for people to afford a little bit more. Some people get in off the sidelines. That's generally good news for home seekers.
All right. Well, you had mentioned the Fed there. When do you expect a change at the top? When does Powell leave, and when do you think we'll hear about the new head?
We could hear the new appointment almost any day now. Powell's term ends in May, so he still will be at the helm for a few more meetings. But there is generally a vetting process and a Senate confirmation, so we could hear soon. A couple of the names at the top of the list appear to be Kevin Warsh and Kevin Hassett, people that have held roles in economist positions and White House advisors, former Fed officials. So, you know, we should get an appointment soon. I don't think this will change things radically, just in terms of there are 12 people that vote on these decisions, and the committee is not changing much. I mean, yes, it's notable that there's a new Fed chair, but it tends to be a very consensus-driven organization, one that traditionally has tried to stay out of politics. That's actually one of the risks this year, that if the Fed is seen as being under too much political duress, that actually could give us a bit of a head fake when it comes to rates, because the Fed controls short-term rates, but investors really control the long-term. So if there's a feeling that the Fed is under too much political pressure and they're losing some of their independence, that actually, in an odd way, could push long-term rates higher, because there might be a feeling that inflation is not as much of a priority and it could come back into play, and long-term rates could actually need to be higher, even if they make short-term rates much lower. For all these reasons, I think the Fed will actually take a more measured course than maybe the president would like. And I think there's going to be 3 quarter-point cuts this year. And that's actually the same as we saw last year. So we're kind of slowly getting back to normal after a few years of very high interest rates needed to fight inflation.
Well, I'm looking at the bank rate forecast for the upcoming year on what interest rates will do, and whether it's mortgage rates or, you know, some of the auto loan rates or home equity loan rates. It doesn't seem like they're budging enough to really change behavior significantly. Is that right, or do you disagree?
I would agree with that. It is a slow process. We actually see something similar with gas prices sometimes, where if there's any kind of shock to the system, they can go up very quickly, but they come down slowly. You know, the joke sometimes is that prices and interest rates can go up like a rocket and down like a feather. And that's actually much of what we've seen. In 2022 and 23, the Fed pushed rates higher by 5.25 points to fight inflation. And then in 24, they cut by 1 point. In 25, they cut by 0.75 points. I believe we could see another 0.75 points in cuts this year. But that sort of emphasizes the point that it is a slow ride down. And that is not great for borrowers. I mean, it makes sense for the economy, and I think there's a lot of reasons why this happens, but for the typical borrower, you can see how it's kind of slow relief, that you're not going to see mortgage rates fall by multiple points this year, or your credit card or your home equity line of credit. It tends to be a slower process. And depending on the product, I mean, for credit cards, you may not even really notice a 0.75 point drop all that much, because when you're starting from 19.7, if you end the year around 19, that's not a huge difference. I believe mortgage rates are the area where we could see the most substantial improvement this year. It actually would be not just a psychological barrier to go below 6 for the first time in a while, but something that actually could save hundreds of dollars a month versus rates in the 7s or 8s. So that's one where we may see more relief. I don't think car loan rates or HELOCs or credit cards are going to change all that much.
Well, Ted, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, with us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.